Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
It's been a scoop off all day here on WEEI. Jones and Keefe. Rich Keefe says no deal done yet for Jeremy Swayman. Bruins don't want to go north of $8 million. Courtney Cox said earlier today, deal is done. Let's go live to podium.
Oh, boy.
Warrior Ice Arena, Don Sweeney, Jim Montgomery talking now to the media.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to training camp. I have three items that I'd like to address to you all first. This is my first time being back in front of the media, and I hope everybody had a great summer. First and foremost, I want to heartfelt condolences to the Goodrow family. I think the hockey world lost two great young men, and their families will be impacted forever. The hockey community again lost two special people. So I think it's upon all of us to make sure that we don't lose sight of those things when we even though we're moving forward with training camp and opening an exciting period of time. Second item is to congratulate Judd Surratt and Ryan Johnston to our broadcast teams. And thirdly, Jeremy Swayman will not be in attendance tomorrow on the ice. He has chosen to wait, and rightfully so, till a contract is settled. It's our intention to continue to negotiate a contract. I'm disappointed that you know, when you set things as a priority in a general manager spot, that you do your best to try and accomplish that, and I haven't been able to do that yet. But I will make everybody aware that some of the inconsistencies that have been reported are completely inaccurate. And I think that being a representative of the Bruins, you know, how we do business and try and keep things close to the vest and respect everybody's own privacy, that I'll answer questions, but I'm not going to go into depth of the negotiation and the talks we had. You know, because we're excited about the players that are here and looking to move forward. You know, as I said, I'm disappointed. But at the end of the day, I'm optimistic because I think we'll find a landing spot before December 1st.
December 1st?
December 1st?
Wow. Okay, hang on. Keep going. Sorry.
Negotiations go, through training camp. Is there a fear that this is going to be one of those?
I mean, I'll continue to work every day. It's not unlike, David Pastrnak and Charlie McAvoy and Brandon Carlo. They've been long-time Boston Bruins. It's a process that it's seemingly, every year there's a few players, and this is the year that we have one. I have to continue to do my job. I have to respect, the position that that Jeremy and his camp has taken, and continue to try and find common ground.
You mentioned David, Charlie, and Jeremy. In those cases, what eventually progressed to the point where it gave you momentum to get those guys back?
Again, been reported that incommunicative the Boston Bruins have been, and that's far from the truth. I think you'd be hard pressed to find a person, a general manager in the league, or anybody that I'd spend 3 weeks not returning a phone call. So again, constant communication, dialogue, finding common ground. It's no different, hopefully no different than this case. It certainly was in all the three players you just referenced that we wanted to find. I've said all along I wanted to be in a negotiated deal and not in an arbitration setting, and that's the goal.
Johnny, do you feel comfortable just characterizing if you feel like the two sides are close, if you feel like you're sort of preparing for for this could be a little bit. I mean, how do you approach it now when he's a big piece?
He said December 1st.
Start a camp and, you know, you're not sure.
Hex, I'm not going to be, you know, judgmental in terms of predicting, you know, when things come to a point of conclusion. I will say that every day that Jeremy is out, it hurts our team and it hurts him because of preparation that we would like to do and he needs to do. But it's not going to stop from hopefully finding the common ground and getting it done. I'm certainly not going to predict. I do believe that he'll be in before December 1st because, you know, we all want him to play hockey and our team will be better for it. So I'll take one more, and then we're going to move on.
Yeah, then we'll be done, Don. Yeah, we're good.
In return, important just in case this did happen.
No, those things were not running in the same lanes. We identified trade opportunities and trying to improve our hockey club and the direction that we were going to go. As I referenced, both goalies came in and said they want to play 55 games next year. That's virtually impossible on the same team. So we made a decision to go in the direction and negotiate a deal. We were always going to have another goaltender. We feel confident that Brandon Bussey is also in a position that this training camp will be a very good opportunity for he and for Corpusala to work with Bob. And for as long as Jeremy is out, other guys are going to get opportunity. As they say, next topic.
Okay, good. Wow. That's all right. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Don.
Talking up Brandon Bussey.
Yeah, not a good sign.
He said December 1st, a whole bunch. December 1st?
Do you know how many games that is into the season?
No, did you count it?
25.
What a team.
Yeah.
So, look.
How about that?
Look.
I mean, am I surprised? No.
No, we shouldn't be.
No.
It's a scoop off here at WEEI.
Yep.
And, you know, we love Courtney.
Love her.
But there's a lot of other reports. It's like, you know, F you, F you, F you. Courtney, you're cool. But F you on all these other reports. Because I would say Scoops Keefe nailed this one per use.
Yep.
And when it comes to the idea of that doesn't sound close to me. Especially
December 1st.
Okay.
He's not going to be here today or tomorrow. But then there's still other times where he's like.
December 1st, multiple times. Talking up Brandon Bussey.
Yeah, I don't love that.
And on top of it. What did he say mixed in there? He's like, oh, yeah, by the way, every day Jeremy's not here, he hurts himself.
The team and himself.
He hurts his team.
Yeah. I'm sure Jeremy's going to hear that. He and his agent are going to love that.
Yeah, no, that's going to make him want to sign with you, a-hole.
Why am I not here exactly?
Yeah.
Like, that's what they're going to say
to
Sweeney, and then Sweeney's going to have to try to turn around. He doesn't love the leaks, it sounds like. Because there has been a lot of different reporting on this.
Okay, whose report is that? Because he answered that head on. I wasn't sure he was talking about Scoops Keefe.
It was not Scoops Keefe.
It's that he's not returning calls.
Which I've never said or heard. Like,
yeah,
so
I don't know
who that is.
Okay.
But he's obviously hearing and reading a lot of different things.
Huh.
They're a little sensitive to it right now.
I would say.
But yeah, no deal. No deal for Swayman.
Yeah.
So anybody who's like, oh, there might be some news tomorrow. Like, what is that?
Yeah.
Was there?
Bruins news soon-ish.
Soon-ish? What does that mean? I guess
it means it doesn't really mean anything at the end
no
of the day.
No news?
Yeah.
Training camp starts today.
Yeah.
Training camp does start today. Today's camp. Let's talk about the guys who are here. No, he did answer, 4 minutes, 5 minutes worth of Swayman questions.
Mm.
But no Swayman at camp and no deal. And hopefully before December 1st. I was like, wait a minute, when does the season start?
Could somebody follow up and ask which year? Is he talking 2024 or 2025?
No, he's talking about this season. So their first
set December 1st, 2025, we'll have something figured out.
Their first regular season game is Tuesday, October 8th at Florida. That's a good game. That's a good opening game.
Nice opener,
You'd like your goalie there for
that. Yeah, I would. But hey, Brandon Bussey. And hey, I mean, we're going to get something sorted out by December 1st.
Corpusalo. Yeah, hopefully we get something ironed out
soon-ish.
By what? When now?
December 1st is soon-ish.
I think that's when William Nylander called his agent, who same agent as Jeremy Swayman, was like, can we please get a deal done? I think that was around the same time.
Might have been.
Can I?
Yeah, his agent, I got to look up his name. His agent plays hardball.
What is the significance to the December 1st date?
Since he's an RFA and he doesn't sign before.
He doesn't toll another year towards free agency?
He
can't play at all.
The year.
Got it. So that's what December 1st means. Got it. I figured there was significance to the date. I didn't realize that, though. Okay, interesting.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? an easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
But still, you would have hoped that, you know, training camp would have been more like the end. You know, like, hey, we have all summer to sort of talk about this, but then as we get to the training camp, let's really kind of ramp things up a little bit and get a little bit closer. And maybe he's also just kind of putting it out there like, all right, that's sort of the, to Nick's point, like that's sort of the end line. That's the very, very, very end line. We don't want it to get there. You know, hopefully neither side wants it to get there, because then that's just a distraction and it's a mess for the whole season. Like, you're starting the season on the wrong foot.
Yeah, so look, we weren't going to stick with that whole press conference. Shame on the Bruins media if they didn't ask any more, by the way. So, like, maybe there's more information trickling out right now.
Yeah, maybe.
Don Sweeney's like, hey, I'm only going to talk about the players that are here. And if he stonewalls, he stonewalls. But, like, shame on them if they don't ask anymore.
Yeah, I'm not sure they will. I mean, well, I
but, like, you know,
I hope they will.
Most of that beat kind of shameful on this reporting compared to hashtag Scoops Keefe.
Haven't had it.
But shame on them if they don't ask anymore. They should ask more. If there's more that comes out of it, fine. Mm-hmm. Nick, do we have those? Can we just play those again? We have. I think there were two answers we asked to isolate. I know you said you at least have the first, not to put you on the spot, but I just want to get some of the wording right again to hear Don Sweeney. This is how he started the press conference today after and by the way, I should have pointed this out earlier, thoughts and prayers to the Gaudreau family, which is just a horrifically terrible situation. A shout out to Judd and Ryan Johnston. Nice. And then he gets to Jeremy Swayman.
Jeremy Swayman will not be in attendance tomorrow on the ice. He has chosen to wait, and rightfully so, till a contract is settled. It's our intention to continue to negotiate a contract. I'm disappointed that, you know, when you set things as a priority in a general manager spot, that you do your best to try and accomplish that, and I haven't been able to do that yet. But I will make everybody aware that some of the inconsistencies that have been reported are completely inaccurate. And I think that being a representative of the Bruins, you know, how we do business and try and keep things close to the vest and respect everybody's own privacy, that I'll answer questions, but I'm not going to go into depth of the negotiation and the talks we had. You know, because we're excited about the players that are here and looking to move forward. You know, as I said, I'm disappointed. But at the end of the day, I'm optimistic because I think we'll find a landing spot before December 1st.
Woo! Optimistic. Find a landing spot.
Yeah.
It's not like we're for sure going to get something done.
Swayman,
I mean, he's optimistic.
Swayman not in attendance. No, this all speaks to your scoopage there, Keith.
Correct.
Not in attendance. He's chosen to wait. He did say, as is his right, but he's chosen to, like, his choice.
Yep.
There's a deal out there. We're making calls. We're not ignoring him. Some of the reporting is accurate, inaccurate, blah, blah, blah. He says, we intend to continue to negotiate.
Yeah.
And that he's disappointed Two times.
Disappointed.
Is what Don Sweeney
not mad.
Said.
I'm disappointed.
No, I'm not mad at you there, Jeremy.
I'm just disappointed. You're letting yourself down.
Not mad,
you're letting
Jer.
The team down. You're letting yourself down.
Just disappointed. Yeah, he'd go on to say he's letting himself, putting himself and his team in a bad spot. So, I don't know.
Boy.
I think the scoreboard is pretty clear.
Scoops undefeated.
I think Scoops is undefeated.
Yep.
And again, not to Scoop shame, but
No. God, no. That's not what we're in the market for.
Scoops undefeated. When it comes to all these Bruins stories, I would hope you bow down and listen sooner or later. And again, no fault of Courtney didn't know to bow down and listen. She didn't know there was a dueling scoop.
No, I didn't have it.
She didn't know the scoop was about
to
drop.
I came in when they were signing off the air, and I was like, hey, you know, good for you getting that. And she's like, yeah. And I was like, well, I've heard the opposite. And she's like, what?
she's like,
hold on, what? And then that's when Wiggy was very excited about a scoop off.
Yeah, so it's scoop off.
You just never know. You never know. And we knew Sweeney was talking at 12 no matter what. But I think last night, you know what happened last night?
What's
is
that?
We knew training camp was opening up today. And I think some people, and I'm not saying Courtney, but I think there were others that were on Twitter were just like, oh, well, if Sweeney's talking at noon, that must be this. Because the next Bruins news we want to hear is that Swayman's been signed to a contract. But it's the start of camp. So the GM's going to sort of address the start of camp.
He's going to talk.
So that's what that was.
So if anything else comes out from that press conference, if the wussy media down there ask more questions, we'll see. And we'll continue to follow that. But chalk one up for Scoop. Chalk another one up for hashtag Scoops Keith.
Work on the phones.
Scoop off settled. I saw a photo of you, Keith. it's out there on social media working not one, not two. That's where the rap sheets and the Schefters
Everybody has two phones, Jones.
Third phone.
Three phones.
Three phones, Keith, is
Talking
what they call
a lot
them.
Of different people.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.